Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Fela Tapendo Stevenson.
From Mecca City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab Florence and I am eating a Kit Kat, one stick at a time. One stick at a time, that's how the guys do it. That's not how Grado does it though. As we know, Grado, you still eating your Kit Kats two in a wanna?
No, but I've just had a gold biscuit. They're good, aren't they? Gold biscuits, aren't they?
Gold biscuits are
You fat, still get mate. Gold biscuits?
Yeah, John, you still get gold biscuits.
Maybe no in Falkirk, mate.
All right, okay. No,
probably in Falkirk, they've probably got the old versions. Remember them when they came in blue, like tinfoil wrap?
Right. That was a blue riband, is it
not? No, it's not. A blue riband has, I don't think, ever been in a foil. Has it ever been in a foil?
Gold bars was like a blue with the gold was in gold writing, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
And Falkirk are still eating fucking spangles and all that, man.
Aye.
No, but a couple of chocolate biscuits, because I've not had a chocolate biscuit in... I'm more of a kind of digestive kind of... You know, ginger nut kind of guy. Do you still get the fallen biscuits? Do you still get a trio?
I saw one of them recently, mate. I think you do, mate. I'm just going to confirm with Ask Jeeves. Trio biscuit.
Ask Jeeves.
Wait till we see. No, you can still find them.
I've never seen a trio in ages.
What was the luxury biscuit? There was a classic. Do you remember that?
Oh, a Fox's classic.
I've not seen them in ages either, actually. The kind of honeycomb-y kind of biscuit.
No. Do you know what I like? I like when folk get, well, I don't get, nobody's ever bought me biscuits, but you know when, you know, if you're maybe at work or something like that, somebody brings in Marks and Spencer's fancy biscuit pack. I like the ones that are mega caked in chocolate and it's like a wee ring.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you get the white one and you get the brown one. They're mine. I'm like, out of the road. For me.
And there's plenty of chocolate in it. And now you need to bite through the chocolate. No. To find the biscuit. Is there even any biscuit in this? Then you find it, didn't you?
Sorry. What about Abernethy biscuits? Have I ever spoken about Abernethy biscuits on here?
Is that a chuchter thing?
I don't know. Abernethy biscuits. See, I stayed at my gran every Saturday, Sunday, and that was my breakfast. Was three Abernethys. A cup of coffee and a chocolate biscuit. That was free. I've been drinking coffee, so it's free.
Fuck's sake.
That was my breakfast.
This explains a lot.
That's what I go every time I was at my gran's. Free Abernethy's, chocolate biscuit, a cup of coffee, and then that was the same at night as well.
Night as well.
That was my supper and all, which always, because I always remember when I was that age. I'd drink a cup of coffee at night and it would knock me spark out. And I'd go, no, but that don't get, can you know, people take caffeine?
Yeah, that's weird. I know.
I'd be like, that makes me sleep. As well. But no, I mean, completely opposite. I can't have a coffee after 2 o'clock. If I have a coffee after 2 o'clock, that's me toasting and turning to 4 bells in the morning.
Aye.
I go to the point I was drinking that much coffee that it wasn't having any effect on me at all. And when I stopped drinking it, I felt like I was fucking dying.
You get come downs mega fate. The only thing I wish, because I drive and I stop in at the garage every day, and what a waste of money, but I get the Costa coffees every morning, and every time I go, I really should be fucking getting the club Costa membership card, but then I feel it's too late now to start, because I've literally had, so I've been doing radio for what, early 2020, and there's only been two whole days that I've never had a Costa coffee for the garage, and one of them was yesterday, funnily enough. How bizarre.
But you like Costa coffee?
I love Costa, is my favourite. I don't like Starbucks. I don't like that Nero Pish. I hate McDonald's coffee. I like Greg's coffee, but Costa's the best. It's full of sugar and fucking calories.
So use code Grado to get 20% off Costa.
See, if you go to Costa, right? Here's a wee good joke for you, right? And then when you go up to get your coffee and the honey in your coffee, you go, what's the Costa in that?
I might try that.
Did you get it?
Aye, Costa. Costa.
Get it. Well, Vince McMahon. Get it.
Thank you, fuck you, bye.
Bang, smash, boom. Get it. I like to think he did.
We make movies.
See, when he got the lassies to sign the $10 million settlements, that's what I imagine he says when he handed them out.
Get it. See, when you think about that, I bet those guys that have fucking worked WrestleManias, drew big hussies, maybe even been the champ and made nowhere near than $10 million.
I know, but then they're only allegedly, as stories have been told or suggested, getting hassled off a fucking old madman.
Porked. Fingered. And
old. Mad. It's weird. We're in the post-Vince era. So, oh, by the way, everybody, welcome to Wrestling Daft. This is a wrestling podcast. You might have thought you'd tuned into Java Weekly there.
Java Weekly.
But this is actually a wrestling podcast. I was in the Admiral Bar today.
Were you?
Good macaroni and cheese.
Great macaroni in there, by the way. It's a big shout out to the Admiral Bar. Fantastic macaroni cheese, lots of different types of macaroni cheese. Great staff, beautiful people, love the place. Old school pub, but great, great place. I do these video game shows in there. I'm doing these video game shows in there. Sold out.
Without me?
Without you, mate. You're no booked on them. One of them's on the same day as your wrestling bash, though. Is that the 8th?
The 15th.
Oh, all right. So one's on the 15th. I've got one the 8th and on the 15th. Plug. When is your wrestling show?
2:00, 15th October. See such stars as myself. Shaw Samuels is going to be back. He's going to be back. He's at the WWE.
You should be jumping down to the Admiral after that and jumping onto my show. My show is at 7:30.
Where are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
What are you doing?
What is the show?
Aye.
Just like there's a screen and a projector and we play some computer games and there's some part and all that and there's some Kerry Owen and fucking whatnot.
Is that like live Twitch?
Nah, it's not like fucking live Twitch. It's much more surreal than that. Anyway, I was in the Admiral boys.
Sorry.
And I was thinking to myself, see down here, this is a good wee venue, man, for a live wrestling daft podcast or whatever. They've got a wee mixing board, they've got a hangman. They've only got a capacity of 100 though.
I think that's about our kind of
I think that's our level.
I don't know. I think we could draw at least 150 to 200. And do you know what I think we should do it? When ICW do Chugsus or Fear and Loathing, we could do it that afternoon on Sunday and then we can attract the wrestling audience from there into our wee. This could be like a pre-drinks thing. We'll have a wrestling daft disco. We'll play the wrestling theme tunes. We'll do the show.
Wrestling disco.
It'll wrestling be great, a wrestling daft disco.
Can you imagine the fucking weirdos that would turn up to a wrestling daft disco? Can you fucking imagine the sight of that? Jesus Christ.
Wrestling daft disco, it's a great. Girl, wait,
so we're just going to play wrestling songs?
You know what I want to do at the Wrestling Daft live show, if we do a Wrestling Daft live show? I want to give everybody the opportunity to have their own version of the Sandman photo that I got. Way the Sandman at Universal Uproar. When I get a picture with Sandman at Universal Uproar where he wasn't even looking at the camera, he was just kind of looking away at somebody else, totally fucking, totally disinterested.
I love that shit. It's the best, but that makes wrestling for me. I love that stuff.
Has anyone seen the thread on Twitter of the awkward wrestling photos?
Aye.
It is the greatest Aye. Twitter Aye. Thread I have seen.
Because it destroys a person's mystique. See, when you saw, I remember I was standing in a queue and I was looking at Mick Foley just counting his tenors. He was standing just going through his tenors and you just think to yourself, you're the fucking WWF champion.
I've saw that and all, man. It's bizarre, isn't it?
It's just a horrible sight.
It is like, there's numerous times I've been with American indie guys and they go, Like, is I don't charge for selfies or anything like that. And he'd be like, why are you not charging money for a selfie? And I was like, well, because I've got to come back here. You know what I mean? Like, aye, aye, aye. I need, you know, and they're like, but bro, man, we're charging five. And I'm like, fucking a fiver? So what, you're going to come up with £35 at the end of this?
I mean, come like, on. What's even the point at that stage? You know what I mean? And I just kind of think, like, see, if you're a fucking star, have somebody at least to stand beside you and handle the money. Do you know what I mean? At least have somebody stand beside you and day the fucking counting the tenors themselves.
I know, mate. But then sometimes, because I've done the comic cons and all that, and it's like, in your way, somebody that's like, they don't have any experience of taking money for folk, like the handlers or whatever you call them, and you're sitting there and they're like, oh, I'm going to place me. And some of them, they get dead excited and then they just like walk away and you're like, they've not paid. They've not paid. And they're like, oh, what do you want me to do? And I'm like, well, I'm not fucking telling fucking that's what you're here for. Excuse me. And then I appear, kid on number, oh, if you know what I mean. You know, fix my hair and I'm like, you know what I mean?
Jesus Christ, it's a fucking.
And then sometimes, but it's like, you sell your own merch at these things as well. So, like, say you sell the Grado hats for £15, they've got nothing to do with the Comic Con and stuff like that. And that can be a wee bit kind of difficult and all because then the handler will put down one hat. So that's my name. Mine. Stop that. No, that's getting out to do.
I know that goes straight in my bin. Just you stick your horn right in my pocket with that.
But the amount of times where I've seen the amount of free shit I've gave away, I the amount of times I end up going, they go, oh, I've got any change and that. You just go, just have it.
Wee man, just take a hat. Take a hat, wee man. Just you remember. Grado gave me a hat. No,
the what was remembering?
He'll remember you. When it comes time for the day, the Make a Wish Foundation, it'll be you. They'll be asking for no John Cena, mate. I know I can get John Cena, da, but Grado gave me a fucking hat that he got for like £3 wholesale, or whatever the fuck it was.
£4.
Right. Anyway, let's see where the punters are saying here. In wrestling this week, what is this, John?
Well, I just thought I'd put this on the plan because you know
how. Hold on a minute. This has never fucking appeared in the plan ever before. It's a wee bit telling me what happened in wrestling this week. And you know what? We hear what John's done here. Two bullet points in wrestling this week. This is his fucking help. Two bullet points. Brilliant segment on Raw when Sammy is awarded his own T-shirt by the Bloodline. And Kevin Dunn is still a part of WWE. Rumors began to circulate that Dunn had departed the company, but those rumours have been shot down. Are we surprised, guys?
Wait, hold on a minute. This is coming from a guy that, I watch minimal wrestling. I'm sure I saw that Sami Zayn hang on fucking SmackDown.
Welcome to Wrestling Daft.
That Sami Zayn hang happened on SmackDown, John.
It did. I've written that down.
Because I had it on in the back. The Wayne was eating her breakfast. I'm going to try.
Also, was it not last week?
It was, I. But
so, not this week on Raw, last week on SmackDown. Right, well, obviously the big news we need to talk about is Paige, Saraya.
That was last week. She came.
No, this was last night.
Well, we've not spoken about it. I haven't
talked about it last week.
Everybody's now talking about it.
Did
because...
we?
Aye. You were steaming last week, clearly.
Well, she did a promo last night.
Yeah, she did that.
She's catching some shit for that, actually.
She's catching some heat for doing a video with her boyfriend, where her boyfriend was making jokes about having a criminal record.
What?
Aye, she was catching some
heat. Another video.
Fuck's sake, John. John's trying to drag us.
John, that's my pal.
That's disrespectful. It's bullshit what happened to her last year. I'm glad she's back in a... Like, making money at what she's good at is what I'm glad about. Hey, David has pointed us in the direction of this tweet for Ric Flair. Hey, John, play this. When is this for fucking 7 years ago?
This ain't your grandfather's boner pill. Woo! Go to newimagemedical.com to see if Mount Everest is right for you.
This ain't your grandpa's boner pill.
Jesus.
Has any of yous ever tried Viagra?
Yes. I had a subscription for it.
You had a subscription? What do you mean? What? You subscribed to it?
I had some issues.
Well, you had a prescription is what you mean, not a subscription?
No, I had a subscription and I didn't know how to fucking cancel it and it kept coming to my bank for about 6 months, £45.
£45 a month?
It was a fucking nightmare trying to cancel it.
How many pills was that?
You go I think you go 8 in a pack per month.
8 a month? So you're only shagging 8 times a month?
Mate, I didn't...
Hold on, 8 times a month's a lot.
Mate, I didn't use
eight
it.
8 times so, a month like, is a lot.
So Jackie Manny, who fucking hold
on a minute. Slow like... down. We need to dig... sorry, Gradle, but we need to drill down into John's life here. 8's a lot.
Aye,
mate, I don't have sex 8 times a month.
Aye, you've got a Wayne. I'm you don't, he's just in new marriage times. That's it. He's like, he's in the honeymoon period still, you know, of marriage.
You guys think 8 is a lot?
Aye.
Jesus, Rob, do you think...
Gradle, do you think 8 is a lot?
8 times a month? Jesus, this is fucking ridiculous saying this, but... And I'm quite... I don't know. Will she be happy? She'll never fucking eat this, will she? I don't know, man.
I would say if it was 8 times a month, I'd be kind of going, oh, this is a something to worry about. I would think.
Wow, this is, you're fucking rubbing me, I know you.
No, I'm not rubbing you, actually.
What about you, John? Are you the same?
Oh, I'm married, God, 14 years now. 14 years I've been married now, so 8 times is a lot. I mean, it'd be great, but no, I don't think I would need 8 pills a month.
So, Rab, you are...
I'm laughing. John's exposed himself here because he's saying I wouldn't need 8 pills a month. So no only is he saying 8's a lot, but he's also saying he can't get a stoner as well. But Gradle, why were you using them? Because I don't believe for a second that you've never struck me as a guy who can't get a fucking stoner when he wants one.
Well, it was other medication that I was taking at the time that had a side effect that affected me.
Right, I get you.
So, and then...
So, did you find it did help?
Mm-hmm. However, if I can... I was waking up in the middle of the night and my heart was going...
Palpitation?
Mate, it's horrible. So, I was like, fuck, man. Just strum the guitar, man. Strum the guitar.
So, John, you've never tried them?
No, I've not, though.
Would you try it as a wee treat?
Hold on, let me get this right. Nene, you've tried Viagra?
No.
Any of you have tried Viagra?
I've never tried it.
No, even just for a laugh.
No.
For a laugh? You're
fucking pussies.
For a laugh?
What do you mean for a laugh? What kind of laugh?
Fucking having a big massive boner all day.
Why would you need it all day?
Well, you just don't. You just try it out and see.
But it's a very inconvenient to have a boner, isn't it?
Tell me about it.
A guy told me once, right? A guy I know who used it, right? Told me once that when he took it, he felt like his nose was fucking blocked up all night. He felt like he was like that all night.
Sure, wasn't he probably taking something else?
No. He's not into anything like that. And he says it's just, it's apparently because it's something to do with your blood vessels swelling or something. He says in the inside of his nose, he felt all stuffy and all congested. He says he fucking hated it. And I hate feeling like that. I hate it.
Well, I mean, the first time I took it and I went for a piss, I felt as if I was going to fucking fly out the bathroom Monday. It was like, I so what the fuck is this, man?
What do you mean, man?
I pissed like, holy fuck. You know what I mean? It was holy shit. Wow.
Anyway, good luck to Rick.
So what's your review out of 10 then?
Well, it does. Here's, what was it the fucking Scott Hall said? The problem with drugs is they work. It works, they work. But you know, I probably still. I mean, it's funny because like at first it was like, "Hey, these and all that," because my auntie Jackie cleans the house, but you know she knows about it, so she's like, "Right, your baba was in there, and your baba was in your Viagra drawer," and I'm like, "Stop calling it that."
Viagra drawer.
Aye, but, because that's in the drawer doesn't mean the whole drawer is that. Other things in the drawer are not.
He's got an abundance. He had a subscription for however many months. It's probably fucking full of Viagra. It's like,
I've got boxes of stuff.
Was it actual, like, official on brand Viagra?
Oh, it was your fucking.
Not the Newman stuff or that, I agree, that you see adverts for.
No, it was your on brand Viagra. It was like fucking.
Jim Ross advertises it, doesn't he? I mean,
the Audi Blue Chew.
Welcome to Wrestling Daft. You're listening to Wrestling Daft. Listen, I'm not reading anything about booking Mr. Blobby. That's fucking done. I'm all done.
But I seen it was poor Toby. We must have, Toby.
Yeah, Toby reached out after his booking last week and apologised. He said,
Toby, I'm loving you bits, mate, but this is another fucking novel, son.
This is Fraser. This is Fraser.
No, this is an odd
guy.
Oh,
sorry for that.
He's taken a lot of time to put this together, to be fair to him.
Do you want me to read it?
Right, Do you want to read it? Go on.
Don't fucking read it, right. Here's Fraser Smith sent this in. This is his idea for booking Mr. Blobby, right? Before the family bash starts, the ring announcer comes out and announces that Grado cannot be currently reached, however the show will continue. Mr. Blobby will then feature in some pre-taped vignettes with Ravy Davey acting as his interpreter, and they're on the search for Grado in Glasgow. One video can show Blobby in a gym asking if Grado was training for the main event, only to be told that he left the gym in disgust because there was no iron brew in the vending machines. Another video can show Blobby in a nearby Greg's, only to be told that Grado had already got his bakes and his donuts for the day. Fucking hold on a minute here.
I would be in Mickey's.
The last video can show Blobby on Socky Hall Street showing a picture of Grado, but his fingers are actually covering the photo to random passers-by. For one to say he knows that man, it's Grado, and the passerby is... me, Rab Florence, who says to Blobby, meet them at the pavilion and he'll bring Grado with him. Time for the main event. Mr. Blobby and Ravy Davey come to the ring and invite Rab to come out with Grado. Rab comes out in his own, gives an intro for Grado to come out. However, instead, Sha Samuels comes out, dressed like Grado. Now, Mr. Blobby is so excited to see Grado that he believes Rab's excuses that Grado has got in shape and hasn't shaved for a while. Right? Now, Ravy Davey, that's fucking a lot of offensive stuff to Grado here, by the way, you know what I mean? Ravy Davey then uses a crowd to try and convince Blobby that it is Sha who's in the ring. Just as he looks to succeed, Jack Jester comes out to back up Rab and Grado. Just as Blobby realises that it's Sha and no Grado, they attack. 3-on-2, with Davey taking the brunt of the attack for letting Blobby realise it wasn't true. Just as Blobby's about to be assaulted, 3-on-1, like a prayer hits, Grado charges to the ring to rescue Blobby and Davey. It becomes a tag team match with Sha and Jester. Kinky Party reunion versus Grado and Ravy Davey with Rab and Mr. Blobby in their respective corners. Everybody gets involved in the finish. Grado and Ravy Davey win with Mr. Blobby delivering a wee blob and a blobonic elbow to Rab to send the crowd home happy. And so there you go. What do you think?
I just want to know how, just as Blobby realises that it's Shat and no Grado, how do we as a crowd know that Blobby's went, oh fuck, that's no Grado?
Well, obviously, because he would go, Blobby, blob, blob. Blobby, blobby, blobby. Then you would know. Right. That's actually quite decent. That's a decent wee bit of booking, isn't it?
Well, if fucking Blobby would reply to his emails, it's probably his big horns. He's probably trying to reply. He can't, because he's not actually got any fingers in it. He's just got big padded fucking mitts. Probably quite difficult to type back. He's probably going, rrr, rrr, rrr. And he probably listens to the podcast going,
right, here, guys, wait, you hear this. Gavin Wilson wants to know something. He says, could you ask the boys a question, please? People are saying that eventually Sami Zayn is going to be betrayed by the Bloodline and Owens make the save and they will then go on to win the titles off the Usos. But could this be a long setup that Zayn and not Rhodes is going to win the belts off Reigns at WrestleMania? It could be bigger than Brian winning the titles at WrestleMania 30. What do you think, boys?
Well, I don't know.
It would be mental if Zayn was to follow this storyline trajectory he's on just now and capture the belts off Reigns and dethrone Reigns. It would be unbelievable. You wonder if they could do that kind of booking and have The Rock kind of interfere and then set up Rock versus Reigns and have Sammy getting put over that way, but
you could have Rock and Sami Zayn tagging.
Yeah, I mean, the storyline itself is brilliant. Just that keep it good. Going as it is. It's absolutely brilliant, and you know, you could see Kevin and Sami teaming up and winning the tag titles. But I would love it. I'm sounding like Kevin Keegan here. I would love it if Sami Zayn was to win the titles at WrestleMania against Reigns. It would be unbelievable. Great long term booking.
Aye, man.
That would be a good one.
Nah, I do like that storyline. It has me intrigued.
If you out there... Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Killing myself at this. Who says this, John?
Is this killing yourself? You missed Jason Cummins. Jason Cummins been calling out Grado.
Oh, right, sorry. Is Jason Cummins calling out Grado?
A Billy Sill.
Yeah, well, kind of. I'll let you hear what Jason Cummins... This is from Billy... our friend who sent us this in.
So it's Billy Gaddy.
It is Billy Gaddy. Here he is, Jason Cummins, talking about Grado down under.
What do you think of the nickname? Cum Dog nickname. You know, I got that nickname, it was my wrestling nickname. I wrestled some guy called Grado. He was a wrestler in Scotland. He came in, when I was at Hibs, he came in and he was giving it the big one. So I chucked on the spandex. You know, I put Cum Dog in the chest and I battered him. Gave him the Mick Foley socko. And then the rest was history, so everyone's called me Cum Dog since then. But now I'm in Australia, everyone's calling me the Cum Dingo. So the Cum Dog or the Cum Dingo, not a problem. Not a problem. With a wrestle, Hasbullah. Hasbullah, if you're watching this, son, I'm coming for you. Honestly, I'm sick of you coming up Sydney, giving it the big one. The Cum Dog's in town. I went to see Hasbullah, you know. They say you should never meet your heroes, and it's true, man. He was rude to me. He didn't even say hello. I got a picture for about 10 seconds, and that was it. $300 down the drain. So if I see him again, man, he's getting it. What?
Some boy
be one boy, ain't he? Don't ever bring a footballer onto your wrestling daft again, John. You can keep that for fucking Falkirk daft.
Come on, this is cheap, man. This could work. We could family bash the Cum Dog versus Grado.
He's in Australia.
Well, he might be back for Christmas.
You're wanting the Cum Dog the family bash, John.
That's a very valid point.
Fuck is wrong with you, man? Right, here, what is this then? Killing myself at this at the end of the vid.
Yeah, John. This is from Jimbo, who basically he was. Reference the sting bump, but he does have a very similar laugh to Grado at the end. But I'll let you hear the clip that Jimbo
right,
said.
Let's hear it. I'll tell you.
Jesus, if I got a recognizable laugh.
Sting, are you kidding me? Sting onto the post. Oh,
fucking hell. Fucking Sting. He's 63 year old. Fucking wild, man.
We'll hear that again. Let's hear that again. Let's see that again.
Definitely.
Oh, that is funny, man. I love when guys like that. I'll fucking record that on my phone, man. He's 63-year-old.
If you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft and Insta at Wrestling Daft just podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook. Our email is at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com.
Woo! Let me tell you about Harry's. They are the absolute wonder kids when it comes to shaving. They give you close shaves, flake free hair, healthy skin. These guys just know how to make you feel really, really good. And we are letting you try out their skincare range with a freebie trial set. Now, what's in this? There's a weighted handle, a 5-blade cartridge. It's crafted by artisans in their own German factory, and they've got a precision trimmer that is really quite precise. A handy foaming gel for effective lube, travel blade cover for life's adventures, and a free hydrating night lotion. Now let me tell you about this hydrating lotion. It brightens up my skin and it sinks in that quickly. There's no greasy residue. Best of all, every time that I use it, it maintains my skin's moisture and it leaves it looking so clear, healthy, restored. And you can get the same results with the trial set. So the shave from Harry's is spectacular. I don't use any other razor blade brands. I always use Harry's. Everything from start to finish, there's no discomfort. I have never ever cut myself once with Harry's. It gives me such a smooth finish and it really does rank higher than any previous shave I've ever had in my life. The hydrating lotion brightens up my face, it smells good, and it makes me look just a little healthier. So make sure you support this podcast. Wrestling Daft is the name of the podcast. Start your own skincare journey. Redeem the free trial set. All you're doing is paying for the postman to come to the door. That's $3.95 for the delivery. And here's the deal. Harry's.com/wrestlingdaft get your trial set and a free night lotion delivered to your door. That's harrys.com/wrestlingdaft.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Now, every week we like to bury and put real stuff for the world of professional wrestling. And you want to put old John, would you like to say something about the amazing bit with Sami Zayn?
I loved it. I think it's one of my... I loved... Sami is so good. In fact, it was the after... So he did the whole thing, and it was brilliantly done. Absolutely, the T-shirt thing, the emotion. You just went... You know, it was Jimmy came and ripped the T-shirt off him. He's like, oh, he's going to kick off. And then the big smile on his face, and then he reveals to the camera. What a fucking moment. It was one of the best segments in wrestling this year, I'm going to say, because I thought it was great. My favourite bit, however, was the post-match interview where it was Solo was just kind of standing there and Sami was getting interviewed. And it was AJ Styles saying, I had to come down and wrestle tonight. I had tickets to see Ringo Starr in Montreal. He's 83. He's not going to be here for much longer. And, you know, I've had to come down and sort this out with AJ Styles tonight. I could have been seeing Ringo Starr, which I thought I just fucking loved that. I don't know why it popped me totally.
It's all good stuff. It's all good stuff. I'm a big fan of Jericho with that Ring of Honor title, by the way.
Do you like it? Do you like what he's doing with it?
I do like it.
The entertainer thing.
I do like it because the Ring of Honor title has no meaning to the majority of wrestling fans out there. Now, I know Ring of Honor fans are not going to like to hear that, but to the majority of mainstream wrestling fans out there, the Ring of Honor title has no meaning. However, Jericho doing this Ring of Jericho thing where he's going to dishonor the title, where he's going to take on old Ring of Honor champions and beat them and all that to kind of dishonor the whole legacy of the thing is a fucking great idea, because it actually is going to remind viewers what the actual legacy of that Ring of Honor title is. I think it's great. And I think it's just another example of Jericho knowing what to do with his character, what to do with himself, when to turn, when to be face, when to be heel, when to change it up. And he's never a guy that will just put a belt on and go, right, well, the role I'm playing here is the guy that's got the belt. You know, he's always bringing a new spin. I just think, you know, there was a wee bit of talk last year of people kind of saying, I'm kind of a wee bit tired of Jericho again, you know what I mean? And I was thinking to myself, this is interesting. I wonder if we'll see a switch up again. And I think he's been really good. See, the past 6 months, I think Jericho's been great again, you know?
Apparently the match with Bandito was incredible last night. There's a few putovers for that. But I love this quote from it, which he cut a promo on it, saying, in just 1 week, more people have seen me with this belt than any other Ring of Honor champion, because no one knows about Ring of Honor. Do you think, though, that, Rab, this will eventually lead to them splitting up the brands, because they've got so many wrestlers on that roster? Do you think they maybe go AEW Dynamite and then Ring of Honor Rampage and then splitting it that way?
I think it's possible that they'll do something like that. Like, I don't think they need to, but I think they need less belts.
Yeah.
They need less belts. They need to do something about that. I would like them to do something. I kind of feel like there's so many big guys in AEW, really talented, really big fellas. It'd be good to see them have some kind of belt that's almost like specifically for the heavyweights. I would love that. I would love a wrestling promotion to have a belt that's specifically for these old school big sluggers. You know what I mean?
What promotions ever really done that, have they?
Nah, not really.
The world title's always been up for grabs for any weight. They've obviously had cruiserweights, but
the world title kind of was the heavyweights belt in the past. You know what I mean? There was that in the cruisers, but if anything, it's flipped around now. And now it's more likely to be the cruisers that are, but certainly in AEW. It's the main event scene is all lighter guys, you know what I mean? And really has been since its inception, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's all been lighter guys that have been in the main event scene. So it'd be interesting to see them day. They could even day like a fucking, you know, some kind of heavyweight title, because it'd be great to see big guys like Miro and that. And, you know, there's Keith Lee and fucking
Wardlow
and
Luchasaurus.
There's so many big dudes, loads of big dudes, you know what I mean? And sometimes you just want to see these big guys in there with each other. sparring each other about. Anyway, let's see what the punters are saying. Sammy wants to put all the bloodline. Segment with Sami Zayn was brilliant telly, and Karrion Kross's booking has been stellar as well. And Sammy wants to bury all the AEW drama. He doesn't like it. Scott wants to put all Ricky Starks getting back on track. Boys get charisma for days. You don't know, Wrestling Daft loves Ricky Starks. And wants to bury Hangman winning the golden ticket. I'm over him. No being a good year for Hangman. Kieran wants to bury Braun coming back to WWE. Same thing every week, just him weirdly battering the tag division. You know, Braun Strowman is a funny one for me because I'm aware that a lot of people out there don't seem to like him, but I like a big fucking guy blasting guys about knocking fucking guys down. You know what I mean?
I love the stuff. He looks great.
He's in great shape. And
you know, they really should have picked when he was doing all that shit, pulling scaffolding down and flipping trucks and all that stuff. That was fucking brilliant. I loved all that. But they never really pushed the button on him. They should have had him go over Lesnar. Was it the Saudi pay-per-view?
I think so.
They should have had him go over Lesnar and win the title at that point.
They will do something different with him now, I think. You know what I mean? I think he's too... He's such a great fit for WWE. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kieran likes Jericho as Ring of Honor World Champion. Absolutely perfect fit for it. His match last night versus Bandido was stellar. Paul puts over all the wrestling. Great shows all around this week. AEW, Arthur Ashe, great. SmackDown, solid Raw. And wants to bury nothing. Actually, that Granny, I got the job. On YouTube, was trying to watch that 50-year WWE documentary. It popped up about every 5 minutes. It's weird, that documentary, because the granny's clearly English, but the wee lassie is, like, American. Granny, I got the job.
Is she meant to be American?
How wonderful. I think so. I don't know.
It's weird. That is a weird advert.
Yeah, it freaks me out.
Do you think they've used like an American version and a British version, and they've cut in the American version, there's an American granny, and the British version, there's a British granny?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I'll tell you what freaks me out more on YouTube. I don't know if it's just me that gets these adverts because I'm into game stuff, right? But see these fucking game adverts where it's guys like, hey, I'm playing the new League of Chaos game. I know what you're thinking. Is that that game? Maybe it's not real. I'll tell you, it is real. And I'm playing it right now. Wow, let's move these men up here. Oh, no, I've got to get the base. I can't do this. This is chaos. They're destroying the base now. Let me move these men over. Can I do it? Oh, no, I haven't done it. What am I going to do? League of Chaos, guys, you've got to play it right now. No, as annoying as that sounds itself, something fucking weird and ghostly about it when you watch it, because it's almost like the guys have been dubbed by somebody else. And it's as if the guys have been held prisoner or something. Like, there's a guy stoning off camera with like a fucking AK-47 pointed at the cunt like that. You know what I mean? Fucking talk about League of Chaos. You know what I mean? It freaks me out, mate. I don't like it. Mick wants to put our Sammy fucking Zayn, keeping the bloodline thing alive. He wants to bury Yuzgi in his name notes about the cutting a promo hang. Brian wants to put our Jericho Bandido 51, Jericho took everything in more than he had to. Put our MGF calling somebody a fat old prick on TV will never know be funny.
Very disappointed there's been a lack of promos. Everyone's a bit shit scared.
Has there not been any promos?
The patrons, I put it out to the patrons because no one was delivering promos. So right here, cut a promo on Rab, Grado, me, the podcast, whatever you want to do. We want to hear your promos getting cut because we need a reality check here.
And also, see, when you're cutting these promos, don't fucking worry about what you're saying. Like, go for it, man. Go for it.
Yeah.
Fucking say it. You know what I mean? If you think shows have been in are fucking rotten, if you think we're shite, we're fucking ugly bastards, we're pains in the asses, we're ranging about stuff, just fucking come at us. Like, you're calling us out. Cut some promos. And at the end of the year, or at the live show, we'll get you up and we'll get you a fucking prize. Scott wants to bury Tony Khan, an absolute fucking wet wipe, a man who is coming down in people's fucking view after every interview. The age of Khan is over. The age of Jean-Paul Levesque is here. It's a fucking embarrassing band, put that in it. Come on now. This is grown men you're talking about here. Kenneth wants to put, Steve Macklin is the triple threat barbed wire massacre was, now Kennedy, he's put symbols in. What would you say these symbols
that
are?
That is a top on fire. I think that's the kids, like, so you've got, it's almost like the okay kind of emoji, but it means like mwah, mwah, that kind of thing. and he's put the fire next to it, which means it was on fire. It was brilliant. That's what Kenneth is all about. I do not know who Steve Macklin is, however. I am guessing it is GCW, but I might be completely...
It's Impact, is it not? He's the owner.
Oh, is it Impact? Oh, my God. I'm sitting on a wrestling podcast. I don't even know that it's Sky Steve
I know
Macklin.
He's Deonna Purrazzo's husband. That's all right.
Grado's back. He'll be able to tell us this is the Impact. He's the Impact, man.
The quicker I got a fucking hold of him in Dallas Page, man, the better. I am not a healthy man.
Grado, we're talking about Steve Macklin.
Who's that?
Big boy Bruno wants to put a Falkirk daft. Oh, here we go. I'm hearing the gossip for all of the fan.
What, he must have missed the S off.
Yeah,
that.
Sure he did, mate.
Yeah.
And wants to bury Claudio losing his Ring of Honor title in his first defence. That's pure shite.
You just made the list!
Right, take a loose subject based around wrestling, organise it into a list, and then you get a list of wrestling naff. Now, we're inspired by CM Punk this time. Now we're going to be talking about the biggest pricks in wrestling. That was what won the vote up against Dream Trio. And so let's talk about the biggest pricks in wrestling. Well,
I think Grado should do this list. This has got to be Grado's list.
Oh,
Grado's going to talk about... like
Bunny them, Grado, come
pricks,
on.
Right?
Nah. I'm not doing that. You know what, today, see, I mean, there's a couple of people that I see names and I'm like, all right.
Like, why don't, John, why don't we suggest what Grado's list should be going by things he said over the history of Dane Wrestling Daft?
Right, there's a good one.
I will tell you who I'll probably say the biggest prick.
I know number one. I think I know number one.
Right, go.
I'm just going to throw it out there. Chris Renfrew.
Nah, I'm going to call him the biggest prick.
No, all right, okay.
All right, I'll go for one Mr. Yeah. Sean Ricker.
He is a prick, but I fucking love him. He is a fucking arsehole. You talking about Max Dupree?
Aye.
Oh, he's
Eli Drake, yeah.
He is a cock, but he is the man at the same time. He is that guy. I mean, I think I read that he's got heat back season. I'm like, why does this not surprise me, man? He is so up his own fucking arse, but do you know what? Good on him. Right. And backstage heat, it would not surprise me.
Right.
I remember the first weekend he was in TNA, man, walking about with a fucking 3 litre jug of water, walking about like his fucking farts didn't smell, man. I was like, this guy's fucking...
Am I right then, though, he would go on your list?
Aye, but I still love him at the same time.
Right. I'm trying to think who else would go on your list.
Two more on the list, right, okay. William Regal.
No, stop. I'd say I don't like William Regal.
Would you say CM Punk because... like of your relationship?
Oh no, because see, at the end of the day, man, I get why. No, I mean, I love Cabana and I'll defend him to the death, but Punk was nice to me, man, when I was in his house and he fucking tweeted about me and stuff like that. I suppose that's pretty fucking shady, isn't it, saying that when it's one of your mates, they fell away. Right, can I say who, like, I'm happy saying who I think the biggest prick in wrestling is.
Okay, that's
that I've came
need,
across
that's all we need.
John Gabrurik, big. I fucking hated that guy. And he didn't like me. I mean, he would say that he liked me and all that in his face, but I know the shit he was saying behind my back. He was a big fucking asshole.
He wasn't even
a wrestling guy, do you know what I mean? He was never ever a wrestling guy anyway. He worked his way up. I think he's back in the WWE, actually. I think he's like the Saudi guy. I think he works for fucking WWE. I think he still does.
A producer?
I've probably told you this before when he took me off in front of everybody, man, what a wee boy, and I was like...
No, you have not told this story.
It was when, we were wrestling at Wembley, and it's kind of so. And then Davey Richards suffers a mega injury, right? He twisted his ankle and fucked it up, right? And John and everybody's like, oh, fucking Davey Richards, oh, Jesus, man, is everything all right? And Big comes in, goes, Davey, what's up? Everyone okay? He's like, no, man, my fucking leg's fucked up, bro. Oh my god. That's not the way Davey Richards goes on. I'm just being a typical American. But you know what I mean? He's gone, oh, my fucking... I twisted my ankle on that mat, right? And I swear to God, mate, I don't know why I said this, because it was a lie. But I thought... there was only so many folk in the room, and I was trying to show off and all that, and I went, I know what he's talking about. I nearly tripped up in that ring. I know there's definitely a board loose. And I don't know why I say that. And it wasn't even true, but John Gabrurik went, will you shut the fuck up and stay out of this? This has nothing to do with you. Stay the fuck out of this. Shut your mouth. That was that. Sorry. And then as soon as he lifted me, I was going, he's a fat cunt. See if he fucking sees me, I'll fucking kick his fucking cunt. Get me. See if he's a fucking big fat bastard. Fucking talk to me like that. The bit of the bar that night, I'm like, John, sorry for getting involved in that earlier on. Yeah, sorry about that, mate. Man, shouldn't I say that?
So that's John Gaburik. So he's trash.
Fucking fat brick.
John Gaburik, no John McCrick.
They're similar fucking figures.
He's probably a prick, I know. God rest him. Grado.
Is my date coke?
Come on the UK scene, come on.
On the UK scene? Oh, I don't like doing this, man. I don't like
pissing folk off. My name in the UK scene?
Probably Mikey Whiplash.
Whippy?
Probably Whippy.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, he still helped me out. He learned me stuff that nobody else taught me. I learned so much from working with Whippy. But he doesn't do himself any favours, that guy. He doesn't. I'd probably say Whippy, aye. Whippy, Mickey Whiplash.
Yeah. See what the punters are saying. Rochi says Bubba Ray Dudley must be up there. He's came away with some right daft opinions on Twitter.
I can see why people think that he's a prick. I've saw the way he walks about. There's a lot of folk always say Devon's the man, because Devon is the man. Devon goes out your way, ask you how you're getting on, how's TNA treating you? He was brand new, so he was. But Bubba, I can see why people think he's a...
Andy has contributed with something that I find shocking and distasteful and a fucking vile utterance to come from his fucking mouth. And I can't believe he's saying this, but Andy is suggesting that the biggest prick in wrestling is Kevin Nash. I mean, what would even bring a fucking person to say that? Grado.
Mate, his podcast is amazing. But I've never... Like, there's so many stories about how he done this to Sunday and how he done that, and he's never admitted much, right? But he's the coolest guy ever. And I've probably told you this one before when he texts Tommy Dreamer. I tell you that, man.
No.
I done a hang on Impact where Bobby Lashley was beating me up, and Dreamer came out, and it was opening segment, and it was like a pre-recorded live. So say... The show started at 8 in Florida, but it was live on the telly at 9. So, like, the show was still going on in real time. Like, do you know what I mean? It was like an hour delay. And so Dreamer came out to help me. And then when it aired, I was sitting with Dreamer when Kevin Nash texts him saying, what was that in the ring? What was that? What was that you saved? And he went, are you talking about Grado? And he was like, what is that? Is that a wrestler? So it was something like fucking... But what is it? He just was like, he couldn't, who is it? What is this? Is this a wrestler? I was fucking gutted, man. I was like, he's a prick. Tell him I says he's a prick.
What is it?
But tell what was it? Was it a wrestler? Who was that? Was it a wrestler?
Tell him I says he's a prick to Kevin.
There's no way Kevin Nash is a prick. Chris says Kevin Dunn.
I'll tell you what. And I've got a meaning to fucking write into. Sean Oliver, he wrestled at BCW in 2011 against Blaze, and there was another guy, I forget his name now, he gave up wrestling, he was pretty good, right? It was him and like Stevie Xavier, it was like Kevin Nash and Stevie Xavier versus David Blaze and somebody, it was Chris somebody, he was right, they were good.
That's mate, right, aye.
Mate, were you at that show?
No, but I remember Blaze was excited about wrestling.
Mate, do you know what fucking Nash was bumping for Blaze in 2011? Like fucking bumping for him, bumping and reading for fucking spin.
I just want everybody to know that's listening that Grado was slapping everywhere there at the thought of Kevin Nash bumping for Bobby Blaze.
You just wonder, but you would just have thought that, you know, Nash, Kobalt, Grand Hall, comes out with maybe just like fucking jackknife somebody, gave him the chokeslam. He literally was taking heat and fucking bumping and feeding. It was like,
do you not think there's a good possibility though that Kevin Nash, like, talking to David Blaze backstage would go, I fucking like this wee guy, I'm going to take a couple of bumps on him.
Good shout.
Do you not think so? Because David Blaze has got that kind of energy. He would be good so shout. Fucking excited and so, you know what I mean?
Good shout.
I can imagine Blaze would have went up to Kevin Nash and been like such an honour to wrestle, you know, and that fucking stuff, you know what I mean?
What would you like to do tonight, sir?
What do you want to do tonight, sir?
Just like, but I just put a fucking positive energy for him, you know what I mean? And the big man probably went, I'll fucking hit the ground a couple of times for this week.
Typical fucking stuff you ask Yanks. How was your flight?
Barry says, dirt sheets posting spoilers, they're the biggest pricks. I want to be surprised. That's the magic of wrestling. It's fucking 2022, Barry. Mick says, 3, CM Punk, 2, Hogan, 1, hey, Benoit. It's not a bad shout, by the way. We're like, well, it's going to be a fucking guy that shouted at Grado once. He's going to be the biggest prick. Not a guy that murdered his wife in Wayne. Jason says, surely Warrior. Warrior was clearly a fucking prick.
Aye, 100%.
Who's the wrestlers that you feel probably were a prick if you were a betting man?
What do you mean?
Like, if you had to put money down, that if you had a big vote for all the wrestlers, who's the fucking biggest prick? Like, who the ones that would fucking win?
Shawn Michaels in his heyday, I bet he was a prick.
And he's fucking heat. But he admits that he sold, didn't he? Shawn Michaels admits that he said, I was a prick.
A few folk that always buried Cena at me.
Cena?
Ken Anderson always buried Cena at me.
Ken Anderson?
What are you laughing at?
Ken Anderson, that's your fucking source.
We've had him on the show, you cunt.
I know we have. That shows you how much a fucking prick he is. Peter says a Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, come on, New Jack. I'd just like to clarify, that was Peter that said New Jack is a prick, no me.
You did anyway.
Jim Cornette. You're that fucking cunt. See if that cunt fucking knew that you was calling him a prick, you'd fucking drag yourself out the ground and come for you. Steve says, for meeting him a few times professionally, other experiences and clear evidence, it's obviously CM Punk. I want to know how Steve's met him professionally.
He probably drove him for the airport.
Or maybe it's fucking Sting. Maybe this is fucking Sting. What the hell?
Yeah. Steve Borden, he's a patron.
He says, in it though, at the end, I can't imagine Sting saying, in it. Sean says, it has to be Hogan, surely, or Kane, as he's a big Tory.
Big Tory.
Steve says, Drew, for no supporting his local team and jumping on the glory hunting bus. Who's Drew's local team?
Air
United.
Who? Air United? Does Air have a team? Diesel Bryce says Goldberg believed his own hype when he should have stuck to commentating and failing MMA promotions. Goldberg's never really struck me particularly as a prick, to be honest.
Great guy.
Tommy says, easy guys who take belts to wrestling shows. And Steve Linsky says, that Grado is a prick, never answers his phone or replies.
Oh, I love Linsky.
Oh, dear. You don't love him that much to fucking reply to any of his texts, clearly.
Jesus, don't even go there with replying to texts.
That's the last birthday video for Gaza he's ever getting. Did he get your birthday video for Gaza?
Aye, man. He shares it to my page every time it's my birthday. I fucking love it.
What did Gaza say?
Gaza says, hello, Grado. It's my birthday soon as well. Hope you're well. This is for Gaza.
That's what it sounded like.
But mate, I swear to God,
Day's voice, Grado.
Yeah, hello, it's Grado. No, hello, it's Gaza here. Grado, I hear you, big no. It's my birthday too, so I'm gonna be celebrating soon. That's quality in it.
That's pretty good, mate, by the way.
I remember when he signed for Rangers and the press conference, and I used to always, I remember wee things, you remember as a wee guy, I remember him saying at the press conference, you know, Rangers, you got quality players.
We get quality players. Have the Gaza hairdo?
I didn't, because I was only 8 and I did ask for it.
That a couple of years ago, though.
I did. That was just because I knew I was going to blade.
You must have met Gaza, right?
The only story I've got for Gaza is when Rangers played at Fir Hill, 1995, and my dad took me to the game, but we went to Ibrox to see the players go for Ibrox to Fir Hill, and we were all waiting outside, waiting for Gaza to come on the bus. But what they must have done was, like, fucking get Gaza to come out another door and go in the other door at the end of the bus. Right. So all the players walked in, and one of the kind of rock steady guys went, "Man, Gaz is already on the bus," And so I ran with my dad to the end of the bus and it was just taking off. And I was going, Gaza, Gaza. And he was on a mobile phone at the time. It was like, what the fuck is that he's doing? What's he on? Because a mobile phone in 1985, I was like, oh, what the fuck? So I went, Gaza, Gaza, Gaza. He eventually heard me, put down his phone for a wee second, turned around and went like to me, and blew me a kiss. And I'll never ever forget that. Never ever forget that. But I didn't blow me a kiss, guys.
Nice story.
Love them, man. Fucking love them.
Now, listen, there's more content at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Bonus episodes, extra content. Our Discord. You need one of Discord. John's always talking about Discord. He loves it. He fucking
sits. Is that still popular? I forgot about that.
Listen, yeah. It's popping off, man. John's on there all the time when he's no. That's why he's knowing fucking his wife shagging Melanie 8 times a month because he's in that fucking Discord all the time. Pulling his plonker. On the Discord talking to
Pony's plonker.
Sign up to one of your tiers at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. We can't stress this enough. You need to own that now. You need to support it because first come, first serve day tickets are going to be going out to our patrons first when we do a live show this year. Mill your own internet, get a Wrestling Daft t-shirt. shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. Now, like we said, we've not had any promos. While you were away, Dana Shite, Grado, we put the cry out again for promos. We want promos getting sent in. Just get yourself recording some voice notes and send them to John. And again, let rip. You can have a go at us about anything. Don't hold back. All cannons blazing. We won't take offence, won't we, no, Grado?
No. Get torn in.
We want to hear what you've got. Get tore in. What have you got coming up this weekend, boys?
I'm going to the football. I'm off Sunday, so I'm not working Sunday, and I'm off to the football and got a family day as well.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. What about you, Grado? I'm going to a play this weekend.
Oh,
I see a play.
Who's on it?
That my niece is in. So I'm going to see a play.
What one?
I'm not fucking going to tell you where I'm going in case any of these.
No, what fucking niece? You've got hands on nieces.
Go all Louise.
Oh.
Oh, I saw Louise posting Isla Dawn's got her own wrestling card now. That's amazing.
Is she really?
Yes, and Isla Dawn, Jesus.
You've got exclusive news here.
No.
Louise is funny, man.
Okay, so everybody, thanks for listening to Wrestling Daft. We'll be back with you next week. Enjoy the wrestling. Get your promos recorded, send them in. Grado, it's your sale up the road. It's your sale up the road.
Up the road, it's your sale. 11. Woo!
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.